This is Equestrian Legacy Radio's Campfire Cafe, and I'm Gary Holt. We have a fun show today. I'm really excited to be able to introduce from Santa Clarita, California, our new co-host for the Campfire Cafe, Bobby Jean Bell. And we'll also be talking with Tumbleweed Rob, a multi-award-winning singer-songwriter, and we'll talk with Rob Wolfskill in the second half of the show. We remind you that the Campfire Cafe is made possible by our great sponsors at the General Store. You'll find everything for the horse lover and folks that love the equestrian lifestyle in the General Store on our website at equestrianlegacy.net. So grab a cup of coffee and join us, and when we come back, we'll be talking with Bobby Jean Bell. You're listening to Equestrian Legacy Radio, heard around the world online at equestrianlegacy.net.
I really can't
stay. But baby, it's cold outside.
I've got to go away.
Baby, it's cold outside.
This evening has been
hoping that you'd
so
drop in.
Very nice.
I'll hold your hands, they're just like
my
ice.
My mother will start to
beautiful,
worry.
Watch your
my father rest. Will be pacing the floor.
Listen to the fireplace.
So really, I'd better.
Darling, please don't hurry.
Well, maybe just a half a drink more.
Put some music on while I pull.
The neighbors might say,
baby, it's bad out there.
Hey, what is this drink?
No calves to be had out there.
I wish I knew how.
Your eyes are like starlight now.
Down.
I'll take your hat. Your hair looks swell. Mind if I move up?
At least I'm gonna say that I tried.
What's the sense in hurting my pride?
I really can't stay.
Baby,
it's cold
outside.
I simply must go.
Now, baby, it's cold outside.
The answer is no.
But baby, it's cold.
This welcome has been
lucky that you
so
dropped in. Look out the window at that
my
storm.
My sister will feed the
fish. Delicious.
My brother will
like
be there at the door.
Sure.
My maiden aunt's mind.
Gosh, your lips are delicious.
Well, maybe just a half a drink more.
Never such a blizzard before.
I've got to go home.
Baby, you'll freeze out there.
Hey, lend me your coat.
Up to your knees out there.
You've really been grand.
I thrill when you touch
but
my hand.
Don't you see?
How can you do this thing to
it's
me?
Tomorrow.
I'll think of my lifelong
at
sorrow.
At least there will be plenty in plans.
If you caught pneumonia and
I really can't stay.
Baby, it's cold outside.
That's R.W. Hampton and Mary Kay, Baby It's Cold Outside, and I think it's cold everywhere in the country except where Bobby is. Bobby, welcome to the show.
Welcome. I am so excited to be here, Gary. Thank you so much for giving me the opportunity to share a little bit about Western music and lifestyle with Equestrian Legacy.
Well, we're excited to have you, and what's the weather like out in Southern California today?
Well, baby, it's not cold here. I think we're on our warming trend. Cold snap last week that would be laughable to those of you in cold areas of this country. We were in the 20s last week. Rose Parade was on a very cold day, but we're heading into the 70s and, wonderful weather as usual here in sunny southern Los Angeles, California area.
Oh, wow. Well, I think I woke up to 5 degrees with a wind chill of minus six just outside of Music City. So, yeah, it's a little cold in Tennessee and a lot of the country, but we're going to have a fun show and kind of warm things up. But I'm really excited to be able to introduce you to our audience, and you're not a newcomer to radio. You were 4 years on the air out in California, weren't you?
I was, and it was great fun on a local hometown station right here in Santa Clarita Valley. KHTS was a co-host of a great show called Around the Barn. We were live radio in the studio every Saturday morning, and we brought on guests much as you do. We had musicians and authors and artists and equestrians, and we were all about Western lifestyle and equestrian, equestrian folks. And it was really, really fun. And it went on hiatus, and I've been off for a year and really appreciate this opportunity to be back on again.
Well, we're excited to have you. And I know that some of your audience that you had out there, I hope will be listening and joining us to listen to the shows with you. But we titled the show today, Go Western Young Man and or Woman, and let's talk a little bit about your background, because you're about as far west as you can get out there in California, but that's not where you're from. You're a New England girl to begin with, aren't you?
I am. I grew up pretty much all along the East Coast, Connecticut, and went to college in Maine, spent some time in Massachusetts and upstate New York. I do know about cold and snow, believe it or not. And in 91, my husband's work brought us to California, and I'd moved a lot as a kid, and it had never been a challenge, but that move from coast to coast was daunting. I thought everybody out here in California would say yo and dude, and it'd all be tan and gorgeous, and I'd never find anybody like me. And I complained one time to my sister on the phone, and she started sending me books about women's experience on the Overland Trail. And I began to read about Overland travel, and I thought, what am I complaining about? And we made that move, and the very first thing we did after we moved into our first apartment in Pasadena was go to the Autry Museum. I'm a museum goer and love them. And we went, and I walked in, and suddenly, you ever had that experience? You walk in someplace, and you say, this is home. This is absolutely home. And I walked into that museum and felt, even though I knew very little about the West, I walked in there, and it was like, this is where I was supposed to be. And I started volunteering very quickly. And it has been just a huge blessing in my life. I was on staff for several years and will always be so grateful for that experience and Gene's dream of a museum and the impact that it has on our visitors and on our history. And so that's kind of how I got to that's how I got to the museum anyway.
Well, that's pretty cool. Now, you were telling me about your, I think you said it was your first day and you were stuffing envelopes. Now, who was it you ran into that first day?
I was right away, they brought me on as a volunteer, and they said, Len, can you stay today? We've got a little job. And I said, sure. And so they were doing a mailing out to members or something. It was just a mailing. And so I sat down with a bunch of envelopes, and a really nice gal sat across the table from me, also volunteering, and we're chit-chatting and stuffing envelopes, and I just really feel like I've just gone to heaven. I mean, I can't tell you how excited I was to just be there. And I looked up, and there was a gentleman kind of standing in the doorway of this room we were in, leaning against the door frame, and I looked over at him, and I thought, he looks familiar to me. And I couldn't quite place who he was. And I said to the gal I was working with, I said, who's that in the doorway? And she looked over and she said, oh, that's Richard Farnsworth. And she said, he's up. And I was, kind of blown away by that. And what a wonderful gentleman he was. I had the privilege of meeting him a few times when he'd come into the museum. And, we would chit-chat while he was waiting for whoever from staff was going to come meet him. And That's just a marvelous, marvelous institution here in Los Angeles. If you're out this way at all, you have to make sure that you make a trip to the Autry National Center. It's a fabulous place.
Well, you know, I know that there's a lot of history that they present, and I've never had the opportunity to go out there, but I would certainly love to do that. And did you have an interest in the Western lifestyle or Western history before you started working at the museum?
Well, I did. You know, in the late 80s, one day we were flipping TV channels, as one does. It's before remotes. We were flipping through channels. We came across a program with everybody wearing the most amazing clothes and people so gracious. It was an award show, and it turned out that it was CMA Awards, and it was a year that Randy Travis was winning everything.
Mm-hmm.
And we stopped and we watched that show. We were living in Connecticut. This was a couple years before we made the move. We were finding that most music, popular music, wasn't really speaking to us, both Jim and me, my husband. And we were kind of out there looking for, we were looking for new music. We were also beginning to have an interest in Western art. We were subscribing to Southwest Art Magazine. And there were some things, you know, we look back on it now, and we see the beginnings of the beginnings of an interest that became a passion, that became an all-out love. But we stopped and we watched the show. We said, who are these people? And right away, we went out and we bought Randy Travis and a lot of the performers, George Strait, and a lot of the performers of that particular time period. And we absolutely fell in love with country music. And then we said, we want to know more about country music. And so we began to go back to its roots, and we began to listen to early country. And we moved west. We walked into the museum. We had that experience I just described. And that very first summer of my volunteer work, I think it was that first summer, the museum was doing a really wonderful exhibit on the history of Western music. And every Thursday during that summer, a major performer came out and performed. Don Edwards, time I ever saw Don Edwards, and it was early in his career. This had to be 91 or 92.
Uh-huh.
And Don was mesmerizing because he's also, as you know, you've had him as a guest on the show. He is a true historian.
Oh, yeah.
And for these concerts, they performed, but they were also, this is educational programming, so they talked a lot about the music and the source of the music. And one of the pieces that Don did that night, he took it back to its roots, its early Celtic roots, and he sang it as though it was still in England and Ireland. Then he sang it again as an African-American cowboy would have sung it. Then he added Spanish guitar to it. And that was it. From that point on, I said, well, I'm enjoying what I hear in country, but now this is what I want to know about. And this is what, little did I know then, would become a mainstay for us, which is really Western music.
Right. Well, we're going to take just a quick break, and we have a guest that's going to join us for just a moment to talk with us about something that we want our listeners to be aware of. But we're going to talk with Lee Bolander when we come back. But right now, some of your friends, I think Ranger Doug and the Riders in the Sky are some folks that you've had on. So let's listen to a little Cowboy Jubilee, and when we come back, we'll talk with Lee Bolander.
Yonder where the prairie winds blow, from the Rio Grande up to old Idaho, there's a sound comes winging from over the plains. It's the cowboys a-singing the songs of the range. I want to be there when they ride into town. Can't get enough of that great western sound. It's the best of the west. Come along with me to the Cowboy Jubilee.
Let the fiddle play your bow and sweet melody.
Hear the cowboys answer with their ho-yo-tee.
That bunkhouse bass never loses the beat.
The cowboys start to clapping and they kick up their feet.
I picked a prairie flower and I asked her to dance. Once around the floor and it must be romance. The very moon is shining for her and for me at the Cowboy Jubilee. I want to be there when they ride into town. Can't get enough of that great western sound. It's the best of the west, I'm sure you'll agree. At the Cowboy Jubilee, at the Cowboy Jubilee.
That's Riders in the Sky, and that's Cowboy Jubilee. And one of the things that I have found about folks that are involved in horses and the Western music world are that they are very giving and caring people. And Lee Bolander is joining us. Lee, hi. How are you doing?
Hi, Gary. I'm doing fine. How are you?
Doing great. And we've got our new co-host, Bobby Jean, on. Bobby Jean, say hi to Lee.
Hi, Lee. Welcome.
Hi, Bobby Jean. How are you?
I'm great.
Wonderful.
Well, we've had Mark on and as a guest on the show, and I consider you and Mark friends, even though we haven't met in person, but you're out there in Washington State, and we have another good mutual friend, Karen Pickering. And
yes.
Tell us a little bit about what's happened with Karen's family and what Bolander Horse Park and Butler Hill are doing to help.
Okay. Karen Pickering owns Northwest Horse Source Magazine. She has been in business for over 20 years. If you ever needed anything, Karen is right there for you. If you have a fundraiser, Karen is there. She puts it in her magazine. Well, Karen needs help from us now. Her husband, Mark, at the age of 58, had a stroke. And so he's paralyzed on his right side. And Karen is in need of support from all of her friends. So Bolander Horse Park has offered our facility for January 10th and 11th for people to come out, ride the trail course. There is no fee. They don't have to take a lesson first, which they usually do. So they can come out and ride the course. And the only thing we're asking is a donation for Karen and her family. Their medical bills are mounting. And Butler Hill also has a course in Burlington, Washington. And Cindy Pindle, who is just a wonderful woman, she has offered her course up on the 11th from 11 to 5. But I'm sorry. It's her indoor course, not the outdoor course. The indoor course from 11 to 5 on Sunday, and her minimum donation is $20. So I'm asking the community to give back to Karen, to help her out, because she's helped us throughout the years.
Well, Karen is a wonderful woman, and as the Bolanders are great people, and Cindy Pendle is a terrific young lady. Because last year we put on a benefit trail ride for the Fiona Rose Murphy Foundation, and it was at Butler Hill's facility. And you and Mark came up and put on a free clinic for all the participants up there. So you are giving people. And Karen was great to give us a lot of coverage in Northwest Horse Source to help promote the event. And she was there and participated and took photographs and just a super lady. And as you said, she just gives back.
She does, and we have RTR, Rainier Therapeutic Riding, and Karen did so much for our veterans, and you know what? I expect a big showing from them this weekend. Everybody has just wrapped their arms around the Pickering, and so we're hoping it's going to be a big event and that we can raise a lot of money. for Karen. Can I tell you, Gary, that they also have a GoFundMe account? Can I
yes,
give you
please.
That information?
Yeah, yeah, sure.
Okay. It's www.gofundme.com/J as in Jill, 7, A as in Alpha, P as in Peter, F as in Frank, O. And so they can donate money here, or they can go to any WECU location and donate to the Mark Pickering Foundation, and that's the Whatcom Educational Credit Union.
Okay.
So there's a lot going on, and if they come to the course at Bullinder Horse Park, we have the premier facility in the world here. Mark does build courses all over the world, so they're certainly going to get a treat here, and we can't wait to see them.
Well, you guys are great. Your facility out there is beautiful, and you do have the premier trail course in the country, and it will be a great opportunity to participate and see that and also run up to Butler Hill as well. And the dates on that, again, are the 10th and the 11th at your facility?
Correct.
And the 11th
at Butler Hill. Our facility and the 11th at Butler Hill.
Okay. And can they go to your website for information on that?
They certainly can. It's www.bullinderhorsepark.com.
Okay. So that's bullinderhorsepark.com. You can get more information there. And this afternoon,
and they
we'll
can,
put... Go ahead.
They can also give me a call. We do have lodging available if they'd like to stay. We have an indoor arena if they would need that, if they'd like that also. The weather is supposed to be terrific. Yes, so can I give you my phone number? Is that all right?
Yeah, that's great.
Okay, it's 360-269-6156.
Okay, 360-269-6156, and that
correct.
Will be in Washington, and that's you're in Silver Point?
Silver Creek.
Silver Creek,
Washington.
Okay,
uh-huh.
Silver Creek, Washington, and so visit their website. We'll post information on our website this afternoon as well, so we'll link back to that and the GoFundMe information. And visit Bullinder Horse Park on Facebook. They've got a website, a Facebook page there, as well as Butler Hill Equestrian Center and Northwest Horse Source also. But you guys are just fantastic, and Lee, I appreciate you taking the time to join us on the show to talk about Karen and to tell us what's going on to help raise some money for them. I think, too, there are some auctions that are going to be coming up a little bit later. Someone had told me about, and we'll try to share that information as that becomes available. But just a super, super lady. I know she's reached out and touched a lot of lives throughout the Northwest, and so we want to give back to our horse family, and we appreciate you and Mark and Cindy for what you're doing to help and to make people aware of the need.
Oh, Gary, thank you so much for having me on. And I want to say that Cindy said to give you her best. Karen also gave a call, and she's extremely grateful for everything that we're all trying to do for her and Mark. And we certainly can't wait to see you. Hope you get out of here soon.
Well, I look forward to that. I've got to get up there. I've never been out to Washington State. I've got to do that. So I'm gonna put that on my bucket list. Maybe later this year we can get out there. So look forward to seeing you guys.
It sounds great. Listen, thank you so much, and God bless.
All right. Thank you, Lee. Appreciate what you're doing.
Okay.
So, bye-bye. So we've got another lady that we're going to listen to right now that's from back up in the Northwest, and that is Joni Harms, and she has a song called Let's Put the Western Back in Country. We'll listen to that. When we come back, we're going to talk more with Bobby Jean Bell and find out how she started out west. You're listening to Equestrian Legacy Radio, heard around the world online at equestrianlegacy.net.
Could someone tell me where the Western
Western back in country, and you don't know this lady at all, do you, Bobby?
Oh, I've had the privilege of meeting Joni and having her be part of our concert series. Again, someone that I met at the Autry originally. She often came and performed for different events there, and that's kind of how we got started. And Eli Barcy, who has been a guest on your show and also on Belinda's show, the same thing. Eli is another person that I met through my years at the Autry. And both of those gals said to me, hey, if you ever, you know, ever do anything and you'd like to have a concert, we'd love to come sing for you. And a few years after my position at the Autry ended in 2007, and we realized really quickly that we could not be involved in the West. And so Out West, our business was born, and part of our creed is that we will continue to present cultural programming just like a museum does. And we decided that a great thing to do would be to host like house concerts, but instead of in our home, we would host them in our store in Newhall here in Santa Clarita Valley. And Eli and Joni just happened to be traveling through California to a gig they had in Northern California, and the timing was perfect. And they brought along Canadian poet Doris Daly, and together they call themselves the Cowgirls. And when they can perform together, they love it, and they give an amazing evening. And they were our very, very, very first concert about a month after we had opened our doors in August 2009, I think it was, and the concert series was born. We had a full house, and we looked around at each other. My husband and I stood at the back of the room, and it was one of those kind of pinch yourself to be sure it's really happening. Here were three amazing women up at the front of our store with a little sound system and just singing their hearts out, and it was magic. And every concert since then has had a magic quality, but we will always be so grateful for those ladies for kicking it off. And Eli has performed two or three times since then. We finally got her caught on film in a concert with Barry Ward a year ago, January 2014, kicked off our concert series. So that's kind of how the concert series got born.
Well, and that's a great way to get started. And, you know, talking with Lee just a minute ago about the fundraiser for Karen, I met all of these people because of the National Trail Ride that we do for the Fiona Rose Murphy Foundation, and Joni did the concert for us at Butler Hill Equestrian Center up in Burlington, Washington, and was such a sweetheart she is, and she's been on the show a couple of times. We're going to have her daughter Olivia on the show because Livia is performing, and then Eli has been on Equestrian Legacy Radio a couple of times. So you've had some talented artists there, but we haven't talked about your stores. So you went from the Autry Center to Out West. How did that happen?
Well, my last position at the Autry, I was the title was the Director of Retail Operations, and really what that meant was just I oversaw the store and worked with staff and volunteers in the running of the store and created merchandise that would support exhibitions in the museum's exhibitions, worked really closely with the Autry Entertainment on creating product that used Gene Autry's image so that we had new things for the Autry fan base. And it was just a tremendous, tremendous privilege to have that position. And, you know, things happen in the nonprofit world like they do in the corporate world, and that position kind of went away. But I was hooked. And I come from a whole lifetime, really, of retail and serving the public, and decided that we would go ahead and start our own Western business, and that it would have the sensibility of kind of like a museum store. We talk about curating what we bring in, and we work with many major companies, Rockmount Ranchwear and the Sully Company, two of the major apparel companies that we represent, Danpost Boots and others. And we started really as an online business first because we were working with a little bits of money and a lot of time, and mm-hmm. It seemed like a great started. And so we started as a click business first, and then we discovered that we really missed being with the public. And I missed sharing the stories of the merchandise with the public, that these pieces, they all connect to the big story of the West. And I really didn't want to just take a piece of merchandise and move it from a box into another box and out. I really wanted it to have a life. I wanted it to be seen and enjoyed. We wanted to create a space that authors could come to, that musicians could come to, that artists could be shown in. And that was really important to us. And so the Out West store, then the brick and mortar business, was also born. And today we have a small storefront in Old Town Newhall, California, online. We're very, very large. We have over 10,000 items available online. We do a lot of drop shipping. We drop ship all over the world, Gary. I just had an inquiry from Malta about a Rock Mount shirt, and we'll probably get that in the get that mailed out. And we ship last count, I don't know, over 40 countries, and most states now. I think we've shipped to almost every state. And comes sort of the passion for us is taking this Western lifestyle and giving it an international audience.
Well, that's fantastic. And then combining that with the concert series that you have and the authors that you have and just immersing people in the Western lifestyle is just pretty cool. And we have a special guest that's going to be joining us in just a moment, and that is Tumbleweed Rob Wolfskill. So we're going to welcome him to the show. I know you guys have a special connection, and we'll talk a little bit when we come back about how you guys met, and we'll talk about how Rob got into the Western music. So we want to take this quick break and listen to I Don't Want to Be a Cowboy Anymore. And we'll be back to talk with Rob and Bobby, and you're listening to Equestrian Legacy Radio, heard around the world online at equestrianlegacy.net.
They said go west, young man, and so I did just that, and I bought me some boots from a catalog. I took the train from Kankakee out to the Lone Prairie, where cowboys died with their boots on. Well, I learned to rope and ride from old Jake McBride, and he bought me a horse, a gentle bay. But hard work was never done, and I got so lonesome that I wrote me a letter home.
home to say that I don't want to be a cowboy anymore. This life, it's harder than what I gambled for. Well, you can give my boots to Joe. I won't need them when I go. I don't want to be a cowboy anymore. Well, I stuck it out and learned the trade. I joined an outfit north of Ways. I followed and cursed many a mangy steer. But ranching's changed with trucks and trains, and now the wide open range has been pert near fenced in for years. So to make some extra dough, I rode the rodeo. I was a pretty good buckaroo for my time. But the years catch up, you know, and now all I got to show are some broken bones and a bustle that used to shine. Now I don't want to be a cowboy anymore. This life is harder than what I gambled for. Well, you can give my boots to Joe. I won't need them when I go. I don't want to be a cowboy anymore. Go on, Jesse. Died trying to stop a stampede, he lost the fight. I turned as if to leave so my pals wouldn't see, 'cause everybody knows a cowboy never cries. Hey, I don't want to be a cowboy anymore. This life, it's harder than what I gambled for. Well, you can give my boots to Joe. I won't need them when I go. I don't want to be a cowboy anymore. No, I don't want to be a cowboy anymore.
That is Rob Wolfskill. I don't want to be a cowboy anymore. And I just got a text message from Sweden, and they're loving the music. Welcome to the show, Rob.
Thank you. Hey, that's awesome. Sweden, that's cool.
Goodness, they may be placing an order with Out West before the day's over. You never know.
I hope so.
Goodness. Well, I know that you guys are good friends. You and Bobby are good friends. And we want to talk about how you got started in music, Rob. But Bobby, tell us how the two of you met.
Before I do that, can I just say a little something about Rob?
You can say whatever you want to, you know.
Go ahead. What did you say, Gary?
No, I just started saying
I hope
he's on the line.
Is he there?
Yeah.
I'm so excited and happy to share this show with our good friend Rob Wolfskill. And he's an extremely talented songwriter, singer, and performer, but also he's a true entertainer. And when he takes the stage, because we're hearing how wonderful the music is, you're not able to see him. When he takes the stage, there's magic. There is a dazzle in his eyes and a bounce in his step and a voice that spills over from his heart. He's in control, but he is always open and authentic. And
wow.
He does present the music that he loves, traditional, much-loved cowboy songs that we all grew up with, and contemporary songs that he grew up with by songwriters like Elton John and Carole King. And the best songwriters of music today, and you just heard one by Joyce Woodson, who was just named the WMA 14 Songwriter of the Year. And, Rob, I'm just so excited to have you with us today, and we want to welcome you to the show.
Wow. Well, thank you so much. But, I mean, you know, go on.
I started to say he wasn't going to hang up after that introduction. So you're good to go.
Well, thank you so much. Thank you so much, Bobby. I mean, that is really, you know, it's just, you know, as an artist and an entertainer, you're just hoping that you're doing the best job you can possibly do. I mean, and every time we go out and perform, I always say a prayer, you know, and ask God to give us the most of, help us to make the most of everything that he has given us, because I know he's given us these abilities so that we can use them, and I that's always my prayer before I begin, so it's really nice to hear that kind of feedback.
Well, and I didn't mention, you know, you are also an incredibly talented songwriter yourself, and it's really those songs, I think, that get to my heart, those personal and authentic songs that I know are born of your life and your love for life. And you sing about both, you know, dreams fulfilled and dashed, and you dream of those, you sing of those moments that kind of string our lives together. And I think you're just such an authentic songwriter, and I know we hear that a lot in the new album, A Fork in the Road, and I'm always anxious to hear what you've got working on and what's the next, you know, what's the next project and the next music that we're going to hear from you.
Well, thank you, Bobby. I mean, yeah, definitely. You and I do seem to have our life cycles kind of like run on a parallel. And yeah. I know we've gone through some major changes in our lives at sort of at the same time. So it's been really nice to be able to have you there and be able to talk to you and relate to you as things are happening, because we kind of seem to be going through the same things at the same time. So we definitely have a special connection, and I just absolutely cherish my friendship with you and Jim.
And it has been from the very beginning, absolutely God-given. And some would say, oh, a coincidence or a serendipity, and you and I know that's not true.
right.
Well, how did the two of you guys meet?
You want to tell, or you want me to tell how I learned of you? At least get that story going.
Well, I received an email just kind of out of the blue, and from Bobby, who had gone on vacation to visit family, I think back east somewhere, and then very serendipitously had connected with someone who was related to one of the guys in my group. And
that's,
I'll let
correct.
Bobby take it from there. Yeah.
Absolutely correct. I was visiting my folks in the Chicago area, and we were with friends of theirs, and I was talking about our business, and this gal said, Western music, you know, I think my nephew does that, and I think he won some kind of an award. And so she gave me the name of the group and the Tumbling Tumbleweeds, and I went home and thought, I haven't heard of them. Who's that group? And that's how I, you know, found their website and emailed Rob, and I said, in the email, I said, would y'all like some shirts or something? Could we help sponsor you? Is there some way that we could support what you're doing? And Out West was very new, and the first band that Rob was leading was going on a wonderful journey, and yes, we have journeyed together, haven't we?
Oh, yes, absolutely.
Yeah, that's pretty cool. That's pretty cool. Well, Rob, how did you get started? Because I know you didn't grow up out in the cowboy lifestyle, but how did you get started into the music business and then into the Western music?
Well, I started singing very, very young. I was, I think, in kindergarten when my kindergarten teacher, who happened to be a trained opera singer, spotted something in me, and she thought I had a great voice, and actually asked my parents if she could take me and train me. So I started training with her at 5 years old. So that's how I started singing, and I've always been involved in vocal music from that time on. And having grown up with my parents' influences, who of course, they grew up with Hopalong Cassidy and Roy Rogers, Sons of the Pioneers, and you know, they love cowboy music. I used to hear it because they played it when I was a kid. So, and I always had an affinity for vocal harmony and certainly cowboy music. So, and that of course fit right into the pocket of the Sons of the Pioneers. And I always wanted to bring that music back. And because where I grew up in Southern California in the Los Angeles metropolitan area, there was really no, it was, to say that it was underrepresented is an understatement. I mean, that's the land of rock and roll and soul music and R&B and hip hop. And I really felt very strongly that younger listeners in the metropolitan Los Angeles needed to be aware of this music. I made it my mission to bring it and put it in front of them so that they would at least have an opportunity to hear it and understand that they were actually living in what was known as cowboy country. So I was just on this mission to bring it here to Southern California.
Well, and then you have a lot of family that was from what, the New Mexico area?
Yeah, my personal connection with the West is mostly from my great grandparents and my great aunts and uncles who I knew and would talk to, and they would tell us stories about their young lives in southern New Mexico. They lived in Billy the Kid country, and of course, we're Chiricahua Apache. So my great great grandfather was French Canadian, fought in the Indian Wars, and his wife, my great great grandmother, was Chiricahua Apache Indian. So it was a very, very exciting time in our U.S. and Western, Southwestern history. I mean, they would tell us stories about Apache raids coming through their on their land, you know, and Billy the Kid babysitting my great uncles and all kinds of stuff. So, I mean, we were just enthralled as kids listening to those stories and just always felt that connection. And then, of course, my parents always took us to powwows growing up, so we were connected to our Native American roots. And I've always, you know, been very happy to be able to celebrate the entirety of Western and Southwestern culture whenever I could. So.
Oh, that's pretty cool. Well, our, you know, preserving our heritage and going back to those roots is really important. And it's interesting the way that the West has influenced different people. There's a song, mm-hmm. We're going to play as much of your music as we can during our segment today, but an interesting song called Roy Rogers. Yeah. And tell us who wrote that.
That song, actually, when I play that song, when we perform that song, I usually ask the audience if they can guess who wrote it. And I hear Hank Williams, you know, people say Gene Autry, I hear all these different guesses. And when I say, no, it was Elton John, they kind of all sort of, well, what? You know, they can't believe it. And I the reason that I selected that song for A Fork in the Road for the album is because I grew up listening to that song as a kid, and it always struck me that someone from England would have been as captivated as the rest of us by Roy Rogers. And I remember hearing Elton John and Bernie Taupin telling the story of that song, saying that they both grew up going to matinees to see Roy Rogers when they were kids. And just the idea that Roy Rogers' influence was that broad, that it spanned all those cultures and countries, is a real testament to Roy Rogers and what he represented and the American West. And so I had to do that song.
Well, let's listen to Roy Rogers, and it's written by Elton John, but this is on the Fork in the Road CD, and it's performed by Rob and the Southwest Junction. So we'll take a listen. We'll be back in just a moment to talk more with Rob and with Bobby.
Sometimes you dream, and sometimes it seems that there's nothing there at all. You just seem older than yesterday, and you're waiting for tomorrow to call. You draw to the curtain, and one thing's for certain, you're cozy in your little room. carpet's all paid for, God bless the TV. Let's go shoot a hole in the moon. Whoa, and Roy Rogers is riding tonight. Return into our silver screen. Comic book characters never grow old, and evergreen heroes whose stories are told of the great sequined cowboys who sings out the flames of Roundup and Rustlers and Home on the Range. Turn on the TV and shut out the light. Roy Rogers is riding tonight. Nine o'clock morning, 5 o'clock evening, I'd liven the pace if I could. Oh, I'd rather have ham on my sandwich than cheese, but complaining wouldn't do any good. Lay back in my armchair, I close eyes and think clear. I can hear hoofbeats ahead. Roy and Trigger have just hit the hilltop while the wife and the kids are in bed. Whoa, and Roy Rogers is riding tonight, returning to our silver screen. Comic book characters never grow old, and evergreen heroes whose stories are told of the great sequined cowboy who sings out the plains of Roundup and Rustlers and Home on the Range. Turn on the TV and shut out the lights. Roy Rogers is riding tonight.
Rob Wolfskill and Southwest Junction and Roy Rogers, and I could not but help, Rob, while I was listening to that, but to have a vision of Elton John with his cowboy hat and his six gun, and I don't know what kind of sunglasses those were that he was wearing. gosh. Yep. Yeah, but it's a great song, and it's amazing how the West has influenced so many people that you just would not even imagine that it has.
Yeah, no, it's true. Yeah.
I'm reminded of an outfit now that we're talking about Elton John. It was in an exhibit. We had an Autry on. It was called How the West Was Worn, and it's featured in a book by the same name, and it was an amazing outfit. I believe Nudie did it for him, the famous rodeo tailor Nudie, and he wore it to meet either the Queen or and it's very Western.
Goodness. Well, again, we want to play as much music as we can, and Bobby, I think, had an interesting question that she was going to pose to you.
Rob, this is one we get asked all the time. What is your definition of Western music, and how does it relate to what you do?
Well, for me personally, Western music is music that is of and about the West, the people, the culture, the history, the landscapes. I mean, it's all covered. It's all related to the West. For me personally, I consider everything that I did with the Tumbling Tumbleweeds cowboy and Western music, but I consider what I'm doing now with the Southwest Junction country and Western. And I've loved that you played that song that with the Joni Joni's song about putting country back in country and western, because that's exactly what I'm interested in doing now. I don't think those two genres should ever have split. And I'm always happy when people refer to my new project as traditional country roots, because that's exactly what we're trying to do, is get back to the world of country and western together as one entity. So, because they're just so, there wouldn't be country if there hadn't been western. So, but that's my connection to it today.
Now, I think we're going to play the Carole King song that's on your CD. I think we're going to do that one next. And that seems like a perfect choice. Tell us, that song up a little bit for us. Yeah.
I will. I'm glad you brought that song up, because that's kind of a prime example of what I like to do with our audiences is, I always introduce that song as a cowboy song. And I always say that the person who wrote that song didn't know, of course, that she was writing a cowboy song when she wrote it. But when I hear that song, I think of a cowboy out on the range by himself for a really long time in all kinds of weather, just wanting to go back home.
Well, it's an interesting choice, and of course this was written by Carole King, but we're going to listen to that. It's Home Again, and we're going to come back and talk more with Rob and Bobby. You're listening to Equestrian Legacy Radio.
Sometimes I wonder if I'm ever going to make it home again. It's so far and out of sight. I really need someone to talk to, and nobody else knows how to comfort me tonight. Snow is cold, rain is wet, chills my soul right to the marrow. I won't be happy till I see you alone again, till I'm home again and feeling
I should have been a cowboy.
she might have known one, that's for sure.
That's right. There's no telling what she would have written if she'd been out on the range a little bit. But that's pretty cool. You know, one of the big debates right now is to, what is going on with country music? And there are not as many what we would consider country artists today that are performing. We just lost one last week, Little Jimmy Dickens. And such a treasure that he was, and is actually his service has been going on, memorial service, while we're doing this show today. So, the Western music still seems to be telling the folk stories of the West, and not just the cowboy. I mean, we've had several guests on where we've talked about that, the difference between the country and the Western, and so many artists that have come to Nashville and they just didn't quite fit the mold of what they were looking for, you know, to be promoting at the time. And Don Edwards is one. You know, Don was on the show and we talked about his time in Nashville, and of course our friend Michael Martin Murphy and some others. But you're doing a great job of introducing this music into Fork in the Road. And I was just curious, Rob, is how do you go about writing your songs? Because the next one that we're going to do is one called Ida Lou, Ida Lee that you had written. What's your process for writing?
I'm very much a story-based kind of person, and Ida Lou, Ida Lee, for example, is a story that I conceived in my mind, and I just think of all the sacrifices that people in the past have made, all the lives that were lost, and just the very rugged and rough lifestyle that so many people before us kind of had to endure, and like they say, and only the strong survive. It's certainly true, and I think that is one of the reasons that we are such a robust civilization, such a robust people as plucky Americans, because, you know, we certainly had our tribulations. And when I thought of what life could be like, or what I know was like out on the range and in the old days, living in such bare surroundings, I thought of this story of Ida Lou, Ida Lee, about a cowboy and his wife who basically have a baby, and what that might have been like with no hospital down the block to check into and get that kind of medical care.
Right.
So, you know, you were out in the wilderness, and if you made it, you made it. If you didn't, you didn't. And but one thing was certain, and that is that life and generations go on.
All right. So this is Ida Lou, Ida Lee. And enjoy this, and this is from the album Fork in the Road.
A cowboy heads out with love on his mind as he leaves his sweetheart behind. The love that they share will soon make them three, though a doctor is nowhere for mine. Still there's much work to do, and the cattle won't wait, though the warmth of her love is like fire. As he's riding away now to earn a day's pay, there is only one thing on his mind. Ida Lou, Ida Lou, Ida Lou, Ida Lou, Ida Lou, I'd rather stay here in your arms. When the cowboy got word his love's time had come, he lit out to be by her side. Through thunder and storm, dodging lightning and hail, riding so hard you'd swear he could fly. As he burst through the door, soaking wet from the rain, he could see that poor Ida looked pale. As he reached for her face, her life slipped away, and the young cowboy started to wail. Ida Lou, Ida Lou, Ida Lou, Ida Lou, Ida Lou, I'm right here with you in my arms. Good comes from a
love sad and pure, and a memory never will die. And sometimes when you're saying so long, you're actually saying goodbye. Now the young cowboy sits in the fire's warm glow, rocking softly and gently and light. And he whispers below, now your mama has flown, but she's left you the light of my life. Idly, 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 you're right here asleep in my arms. Idly, 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 and your mama will live in my heart. Yes, your mama will live in my heart.
That's a great song, Rob. I love that.
Thank you. Thank you. I'm very touched that when I perform that song, a lot of times I see people crying in the audience, and I don't know, I feel bad, but at the same time, I'm glad that they're touched by the song.
Well, I think that song is so, one of the wonderful things about your writing is that could be such a mournful song. It's about such a trying situation, but you end it with, we all have a vision of the future of that dad and that, you know, that little girl. And you could leave us with a different vision, but you don't. You leave us with an optimistic, that born out of that trial will be an endearing relationship between father and daughter.
Thank you. You know what, I have to admit, I am a hopeless romantic. I can't help that. I mean, it's got to be all of the influence that I grew up with, you know, watching movies where they ride off in the sunset and it's always a happy ending. I can't help it.
It comes through in your music, and you give us hope. You show us how to grab a hold of hope, and even in the darkest of situations. And I love that about your music.
Thank you, Bobby. Thank you. I appreciate
that. Now, there was
that.
A lot of harmonizing going on there, Rob. Who was harmonizing with you on this CD?
Well, I have to let me tell you a little bit of a story about this project. You know, when Tumbling Tumbleweeds disbanded, and I decided that I was going to go ahead and do this album, I approached the album as a solo project. And, you know, called on, of course, my amazing fiddler, Jesse Olima, to play on the album with me and to form this group with me. And I'm singing harmonies with myself. I actually was quite surprised to be able to do that because I'd always sung bass baritone. I'd been singing bass baritone for 7 years with the Tumbling Tumbleweeds. And as a solo artist, I've had to basically change my singing style as more of a lead singer. So I've had to really challenge myself and sing what seemed like sometimes beyond my range. And so when I was putting together the album, I actually approached a friend of mine who was a tenor and asked him if he could come and please sing the tenor lines for me. And he said, oh, sure, yeah. And for one reason or another, he wound up not able to do it when it came down to the day of recording. So I had to step in there and try and do it myself. And I told Ralph Dennington, a good dear friend of mine and the engineer on the album, we're going to try this and we'll see what it sounds like. And if it doesn't sound good, we're going to scratch it. So I got up there and I actually was able to sing into the tenor range for those top lines. And much to my surprise and delight, because I to tell you the truth, I was terrified. I thought I'm not going to be able to do this, but I was able to do it. So,
great.
So somehow we have to figure out how you could compete for the Maryland Tuttle Harmony Award singing, you know, all by yourself.
That's not true.
So tell us a little bit about the Southwest Junction. We're excited. You're going to kick off the 2015 SCV TV Presents, the Out West Concert Series. You're returning to play with us again. And this time, Rob, you're going to be in a theater.
Oh, that's awesome. Yeah, we're really looking forward to that. And that, and I got to tell you, I mean, as I mentioned, you know, I started off with a solo project, and what has happened is Tumbleweed Rob and the Southwest Junction has most definitely evolved into a group. And the guys I have the most amazing musicians, and I know everybody's going to say this, but I know for a fact that I have the best musicians in Western music, and these guys are amazing, and they're musicians to the core. Their love for what they do shines through every single note. I mean, Craig Ferguson is just the most amazing guitar player I've ever worked with, that I've ever seen. And, you know, Jesse is an amazing fiddler. And, of course, our bass player, he's just, you know, there are moments in the show that they just, you know, solo. And early on, I had to really just kind of really force myself to pay attention to what we're doing, because I would get lost listening to them and watching them in such amazement that I would forget that, oh, shoot, I got to sing. It's my turn. I got to get up here. Because they're so amazing and captivating. So I'm really, really delighted to be able to come back to New Hall and to Out West with what is now not necessarily a solo project, but a cohesive group. We do have some new songs that we're getting ready to record that I've written, so I'm really happy to be able to share those with you and with everyone.
Oh, we like that. And, you know, it's just in 2 weeks, right? January 22nd. That's 2 weeks from tonight.
Yes, yeah, absolutely.
Wow. Yeah, that's very exciting, and we're so thrilled SCBTV will be there, and so we'll have a concert that the world can see. Those folks that aren't able to get to that intimate 81-seat theater in New Hall will be able to enjoy that concert for years to come.
Yes, we're thrilled to be able to be there.
That is pretty cool. Hey, Rob, you know, I know people that are listening to the show today are listening to your music, and they want to know where they can get it.
Well, of course, they can always go to Out West. .com with the official title is it scvoutwest.com,
yeah.
Bobby?
Yeah, scvoutwest.com. That just stands for Santa Clarita Valley, scvoutwest.com.
And I know I'm in the music section there. They can also go to tumbleweedrob.com, or they can go to iTunes or Amazon and download it.
All right, so we want to make sure people know where to find your music. And in addition to the Out West concert that you're going to be doing, where can folks see you?
Well, tomorrow morning we head out to Arizona, and we're going to be doing tomorrow night in Tucson at a place called Saddlebrook, which is a really, really great, great group of people. I mean, that's a really awesome venue. And then from there we head to Sierra Vista, Arizona, to do the Arizona Folklore Preserve, for a matinee on Saturday and then a matinee on Sunday. And then of course, after that, we'll be in New Hall on January 22nd.
All right. Now, and folks can go visit your website, and you have your tour schedule there as well, I'm sure.
Yes. Yeah. That's
all right.
In the calendar.
All right. So be sure and do that. And, gosh, I wish we had more time to talk with you. I mean, we didn't talk about some of the things that I wanted to, so that just means... You'll have to come back again. And
absolutely.
Hey,
I had a great time. Thank you.
Hey, tell me a little bit about the new project that you're working on. I think you mentioned to me that had a little bit more to do with your Native American roots.
Yeah, actually, yes. The songs that I'm writing are more about my own familial heritage and art history. you know, from my ancestors that lived during a time when, for instance, one day they were in Chihuahua, Mexico, and then the next day they were in Texas or New Mexico, because the border would just change depending on what the agreement was or where the river ran.
Right.
And going back and looking at our family history, we have found that it gets a little confusing, because sometimes during the census they are listed in one year being in Chihuahua, Mexico, and then the next time being in El Paso, Texas, or wherever the case may be. So it gets tricky when we go back and start looking that far back. But I've also written some songs about my Apache heritage, and I'm going to be pretty much exploring that side. And actually, I'll be doing a new song called The Apache Train Song, which is about my Apache heritage, in Newhall in a couple of weeks. So we're looking forward to recording that one. I keep the problem when we perform new songs like that is people say, you know, was it on this album? Is it on this album? Like, no, not yet. They go, oh, we want that album. We want that song. And so, you know, we have to deal with that for a little while until we get it recorded.
Well, that's all right. It's always good to tease the audience and say, you know, watch for the next one. So, yeah, this will be on
exactly.
That. So that's cool.
Yeah.
Well, you've been a ton of fun to talk with, and I'm envious of Bobby, because she's going to get to see you perform live in a couple of weeks. So that's going to be pretty cool. But look forward to having you come back. And the last song that we're going to do during this segment here is called Fork in the Road. It's the title from the CD. And how did that come about?
Well, that song I actually wrote while the Tumbling Tumbleweeds were still together. And I've been writing songs that were not necessarily, adaptable for the Tumbling Tumbleweeds, but they just kept coming to me. So I was writing them anyway. And this one particular song I wrote after our guitar player, who we'd been, you know, brothers with for 7 years, R.J. Mills, had decided to move east to New York to follow his artistic calling. And I was in such a sort of a state to get a guitar player and get him replaced that I hadn't really stopped to process the fact that my very dear friend was going away, and I didn't know when I was going to see him again. Then all of a sudden it came to me, like in this ball of emotions, that my friend was gone. And so I wrote this song, A Fork in the Road, for him. And it's about, again, here I go again. It's not necessarily about the sad part of saying goodbye. It's about all the hope and the good wishes that we wish our friends and loved ones when they do leave. And little did I know that a number of months after Tumbling Tumbleweeds would disband, and the song took on a whole new meaning from that point. So I start the album with this song, even though it's a farewell song, but for me, that farewell song was the onset of a new beginning and a new future for myself. So that's why it's
wow.
First track.
Wow, wow. Well, it's a great song, and we're closing the segment out with it, but it's just the beginning to having you back again to visit with us in the future. So we look forward to doing that. And Rob, thanks so much for taking the time to be with us today. It's been a pleasure to meet you. And again, you'll be out in Santa Clarita the 22nd at Out West. So, Bobby, I'm envious.
Oh, it's going to be a great night. Look forward to seeing you there, Rob.
Thank you. Right. Thank you so much for having me on. I really appreciate it. It's great to talk to you and great to meet you, Gary. And I look forward to coming out to Nashville and maybe hooking up sometime and having a bite.
We'll have to do that. Look forward to that. So we're going to listen to Fork in the Road. We're going to talk to Rob in the future, and we're going to talk to Bobby when we come back. You're listening to Equestrian Legacy Radio. Heard around the world online at equestrianlegacy.net. Rob, thanks so much.
It's been a privilege, friend, to spend this time with you. With the bumps in the road, we made it through. Now the dawn is broken on a fork up in the road, and now it's time to go our separate way. All good things must come to an end. That is what the wise men always say. And it may be hard to say goodbye at the fork up in the road, but I know that we will meet again someday. Goodbye, here's to all our new horizons.
Goodbye,
and the new road up ahead.
Goodbye,
it has been an awesome ride, but I know that we will meet again someday.
Goodbye,
there's a whole wide world awaiting.
Goodbye,
and it's calling us somehow.
Goodbye,
time to say so long for now, but I know that we will meet again someday. Of your life, 'cause we never really know what lies around the bend, and if the face we see we'll ever see again. And although it's hard to say goodbye at the park here in the road, I am sure that we will meet again someday.
Goodbye,
here's to ride into the sunset.
Goodbye,
and the promising new day.
Goodbye,
hope the road comes up to meet you.
Goodbye,
and the angels guide you well.
Goodbye,
I know that you'll fare well, my friend, and I know that we will meet again someday.
Goodbye,
we're all a part of God's great plan, so I know that we will meet again someday. Yes, I know that we will meet again someday.
Fork in the Road with Rob Wolfskill. And Bobby, is this the first show where you have been both a guest and a co-host?
Yes, it is. That was great fun.
Good. Well, are you going to be here next week?
I am going to be with you next week, and our guest for the first half of the show will be Gary Allegretto, a Best of the West award-winning harmonica player, and he's a fabulous guest. You'll really enjoy meeting Gary and his music.
All right. Well, I'm glad that we didn't scare you off after this first show. So I was just a little concerned about that. But no, it was a lot of fun, and really pleased to be able to introduce our audience to you. And gosh, Rob is such a neat guy. Such a pleasure to meet him and to have him on the show. For the first show, you picked out a good one.
Well, thank you. This is just delightful, and really, really appreciate you giving us the opportunity to bring some of these guests on your show.
Well, we're going to have a lot of fun talking with folks and listen to a lot of good music. And I said one of the benefits, the biggest benefit to this job, is to be able to meet so many great folks and to listen to so much good music. So it's in addition to my co-host. So that's always a plus. That is always a plus. But anyway, so that's going to be a good show next Thursday at noon Central Standard Time. And then on this Sunday, we have On Blessed Trails with Belinda Gale. Belinda welcomes Andrea Whateley as her guest. Yeah. And that is going to be just interesting lady to talk to. Such a sweet lady, and some great music on Sunday at 9 Central Time. And then next Tuesday on Saddle Up America with my co-host Tina Mae Weber, we're going to be talking with the Trailmeister, and we'll be visiting a unique campground up in Illinois in the Shawnee National Forest. So a lot of traveling that we'll be doing from one coast to the other, and it's always a lot of fun. And any final thoughts that you want to leave with folks, Bobby?
No, I would just say go out there and do something fun, wild, and Western.
Well, that's a pretty good way to close the show. And so it's been a lot of fun having you on for the first show, and I look forward to many, many more as we go through the year of 2015. People need to listen to a lot of great music and get out and ride the horses and enjoy this great country and world that we've been blessed to be able to enjoy. And we want to remind you, as always, if you climb in the saddle, get ready for the ride on Equestrian Legacy Radio. Thanks for listening. We're going to close this out with a song by Templeton Thompson, and this is my wish, and I think all of us at Equestrian Legacy Radio, for you in 2015. It's a song called Wishing You Wings. Bobby, talk to you next week.
Talk to you next week.
All right. Bye-bye.
Learn to let go.